found it rather strange.
Welcome to Your Time with God in the Raw Ministries. Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gilpaird from the Seventh-day Church of the Living God invites you to tap into this anointed hour. There is a powerful word that is headed your direction, one that will change the very course of your life. Be blessed.
The word of the Lord come to us entitled today, "Tie Me, I Want to Be Drenched." Tie me, I want to be drenched. When I got this word, I found it rather strange. At about 4 a.m. in the morning, after prayer, the Lord says, "Write this word down." And I said, "Lord, what do you mean? Tie me. I want to be drenched." So I'm going to share with you a little bit about the processing of drenching. Drenching is not a common thing. Drenching is something, is a method that is used on animals in rare cases. When the animal has a problem, whether the animal has infested with worms or have colic or any form of sickness that is stunting the growth, that animal need to be drenched. You can't just give animal medicine and say, "That's your medicine, you're not well, take your medicine." It does not work like that, because they don't have sense like we do. So then, if God has to drench a human being, it's a serious situation. But I want to say today, by any means possible, drench me, Lord. The animal is drenched to get the medicine on the inside. There is a medicine that God has been trying to get on the inside for a long time, to get rid of some worms, to get rid of some weaknesses, to get rid of some things that are stunting our growth. But God is having a problem. It's Minister Johnson down there. Minister Johnson, are you in the booth? I want you. I need you. Run on down here. Stand before me here. Come on down here. Bishop Shaw, you know about drenching, right? Come on down here. Come on down here. Come on down here. We're going to pretend as though this man is a bull. I was going to say a cow, but I want to make him a little stronger than a cow. So come here, Bishop. Get this rope around his neck. Come on, Bishop. Tie the neck. Come on. Get him tied. Come on. All right now, Bishop. Come on down here, Bishop. Come on. Oh, no, don't ease to the rope. You need to be pulling away from drenching. It's not a nice thing. No. Yeah. So he's fighting to get away. But you got to hold him. You got to hold him in place. on, come on. No, I don't want you to work him so hard. Come on, come on. Hold him in place. Sometimes it takes 3-4 men to hold the ball in place. But one way or another, the trenching must take place today. You know why? Say right there. You know why? The bull is expensive. The bull is valuable. The farmer can't afford to lose his bull. Oh, you don't understand this. So in trenching, the medicine has to be in a bottle. Stand in front of the bull, apostle. And sometimes you see how this bull, look at that. He rip up my mantle, my brand new mantle, my expensive mantle. So sometimes the bull is so strong, they can bust the rope. And so it is that the medicine have to go into a bottle, but the bottle have to be a long bottle, and the bottle has to be a strong bottle. Do you understand how that work now? And you got to get it in the mouth of the bull. You got to pry the corner of his mouth out, and you got to get that medicine down there.
Yeah.
And sooner or later, the bull had to ease into the pressure. Had to ease into it. Because the battle is in your mouth now. Mm-hmm. It's time to drink, you got to swallow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Did you hear that? Sometimes you got to tie the feet. Because the bull has got to be steady. Hold him in place. Hold him in place. Somebody lift your hand and say, God, by any means possible, get me drenched. I want to be drenched with the word of God. Oh, you don't understand this. I want the word of God in me. And I said, God, I had no remembrance about drenching, and yet you would visit me in the night, in the morning, wee hours of the morning, to tell me, to let your people know about drenching. God said, by any means possible, he is going to drench us. He must get his word in us. Any means possible. You don't like the Bible study. You don't like the word and Sabbath. God is going to tie you. And God have a battle for you. God is going to put a buckle in your mouth. God is going to get the word in you.
My God,
you will cry out. I feel like the fire shut up in my bones. You see, Jeremiah said, ain't doing this for you again, not prophesying for you again. God said, you need a drenching. When God drenched him, he said, I feel like the fire shut up in my bones. I feel like the fire shut up in my bones. Singing glory. Hallelujah. I feel like the fire shut up in my bones. Can I tell you about a king from the book of Daniel chapter 4? I'm going to get to the verse 1. Reading from the verse 1. Now you would read this and you would hear all of this, and if you are not a Bible scholar, you wouldn't know that the writer is talking about what happened, the end of what happened, and then in the middle he begins to tell you the beginning of what happened. Now, King Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and you're going to hear about his dream in a little bit. I'm going to tell you about the end after the dream. After the dream, Nebuchadnezzar says, it says, Nebuchadnezzar the king unto all people, nation, and language, I've got a testimony. He said that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. No Gentile king speak like this unless you have been redeemed. Unless you have come to the end of yourself. You listen to what I'm trying to say to you today. He said, I thought it good to show the signs and wonders that the high God has wrought towards me. It simply means something happened to the man. And I want to tell you about it. How great are thy signs? This is a man's testimony. And how mighty are his wonders. This, his kingdom is everlasting. Oh, anybody got a testimony? And his dominion, it's from generation to generation. Let me tell you why I'm speaking like this. Nebuchadnezzar said, I, Nebuchadnezzar, was at rest in mine house and flourishing in my palace. Now, I want you to read the rest of it for yourself, because time won't afford me today. Nebuchadnezzar come to a place where pride took a hold of his heart. And he said, look at this great Babylon that I have built. God said, you need to be drenched. I don't know why Bishop Shaw went back to his seat so quickly. Come back down here, Bishop Shaw. And I'm telling something, God, look at that big bull, rumbustus. He governs the whole earth. He was known in all the earth. And God said, I am going to drench you. You are a Gentile, but you need a drenching. You're a Gentile, but you have got to get this pride out of you. Now, Nebuchadnezzar was not called a son.
No, heathen.
The man was a heathen. God said, God said, I'm going to knock this demon out of you, tie him to the pole. And God put him out in the field. And drench him. Drench him until he lose his mind.
Yes, sir.
God drench him. I'm telling you, when the bull kicks and the bull fight with the person that is trying to drench him, I'm telling you, sooner or later you get so tired you'll lose your mind.
That's right. Gotta give up.
And the word of the Lord declares that Nebuchadnezzar ate like an ox. He ate grass for breakfast, grass for lunch, grass for dinner. He got down like a cow. Oh, Lord God said, Lord, speak to me and I will listen. Said, Lord, all you got to do, send me one word if I'm out of line and I will humble myself. Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. I said, God, drench the king. And after seven years, listen to the talk. I thought it good to show the sign and wonders of the high God. Oh, you get your English right. You get your Babylonian tongue in order.
Yes.
God is God. Whether you're a brute or a saint, God is God. Whether you're an adulteress or an upright man, God is God.
He never changed.
Acknowledge Him as God.
No matter where you stand, come on now.
And after the 7 years, I love Daniel. Did you see how Daniel, when you read the story, you're going to see how Daniel danced around it a little bit. He didn't want to come out so upright and just say, King, this is about you. He danced around it and he said, you know, oh King, you are a great man. You know, King, everybody adores you and everybody and likes you. Read the story for yourself. He polished it.
He said the interpretation is
yes.
King.
Yes, yeah. He said, oh King, the interpretation is about your enemy. And poor Nebuchadnezzar felt cool. But then Daniel got to the grave. And Daniel said, and I'm paraphrasing, but oh King, I've got some sad news to tell you. That God is going to drench you. That God is going to put you in the field like a cow. And God is going to let you eat grass like cow. And God is going to discipline you until you know that He reigns. Daniel said, okay. Can I paraphrase again? Peradventure. If you begin to give to the poor. Lord my God. Lord my God. Anybody want to buy some time? Anybody need some extra time? You've got to get in your purse. Get in your bank and start to give a little. Daniel said, oh King, maybe if you begin to give to the poor, God will break off your tranquility. Maybe you will escape the drenching. But I have been reading, and I haven't found one place where the king opened up a food bank and fed the poor. Because sometimes when we get a word from the Lord, after 2 days we forget about it. Come on now. I want you to read the story in your own time, because I don't want to weary your patience. And so let me tell you, as a result, God had to tie him up and drench him for 7 years. God purged that spirit of pride out of him until he come to himself and acknowledged that the Most High God live and reign in the kingdom of man. Now I ask you this question. What will it take for you to understand that the Lord is coming again? Because to understand that the Lord is coming again is to understand that you must get every spot and every wrinkle out of your garment. To say that you understand that the Lord is coming again is to love a little harder. Is to forgive more easily. Is to share what you have. Come on now. And don't worry about it. Come on now. Come on now. Don't let him have to tie you up. Because who knows what the drenching process is going to be for you. Come on now. Some of us say that, you know, this is just how I am. I have to tell you, just like I say, if it's not a stroke across your face, you honey, you got to keep it in your heart and use the fire burn. Do you understand what I'm trying to say to you? If you say, I can't, God will put you in a predicament. God will strip you until you humble yourself, until you know that God lives. Amen. I don't want to be in that place. I tell you, I had such a terrible earache last week. I said, God, you could kill me with an earache.
Yes.
How can I fight with you? How can I fight with you?
You can't
when you could kill me with a nail ache. I'm not talking about a bullet. I'm not talking about cancer. I'm not talking about a heart attack. I'm talking about an earache. I felt pain like I never felt before. Come on now. I couldn't eat. I lost 4 pounds. I said, Lord, I thank you for the weight loss, but they didn't have to do me like that. Now, seriously, ask yourself the question today. How long will it take? How long will it take to get ready for the end gathering of the saints? How long? If for any reason I can't control my flesh to make it, then I stand on this pulpit today and I say, God, drench me by any means possible. Let me ask you now, are you ready to be committed to the cause? Would you say that? Now, would you say that? Would you say that? Now tell me, by any means possible, whatever it's going to take, if it means taking off a foot, taking off a hand, if it means taking out an eye, if it means taking out an ear, I don't know, if it simply means laying down in a bed so I keep every Sabbath right. Lord God, help me, Holy Ghost. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost, help me, Lord, help me, Lord. If it means going to prison, whatever it takes for my will to break, that's what I am willing to do. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. Now, who am I talking to today? God said to tell you, he will drench you if that's what he had to do to get his word in you. It is time to be straight and stop being bent over. Said, Lord, get your word in me. Get your word in me, Lord. Get your word in me, Lord. Come on, get your word in me. How long will it take for you to lay down your burden? Can God talk to the house? I heard Apostle preach and he said something to you last week. He said, the word of the Lord said, be careful lest your heart be overcharged with surfeitiness. It simply means be careful, else you get the cares of life reach on the inside of you until you develop hypertension, diabetes. Come on now. The cares of life, that is all we care about. My mortgage, my car, no, my next pair of shoes, my next suit, my, I don't have time to pray because my God, my shoes, my God, my this, my that. There is no time for that. Stand up on your feet and take a deep breath. Just breathe. Take a deep breath. Inhale and exhale and tell yourself, I'm going through life and I will survive. I will not stress. I will not fret. I will survive. I have to survive. I am not the sustainer of myself. I will not stress it. I will lay my burdens down. The time has come. Be seated everywhere. No stress. Lord, get your word in me by any means possible. Help me change my life by any means possible. Help me, Lord, help me. I decree that you are the only wise God. Stand on your feet, stand on your feet, stand on your feet and open your mouth and shout that out with me. Say, I decree,
I decree,
and I declare, that you, Yahweh, are the only wise God. Said, Lord, you don't have to put me in a predicament for me to testify that you are the only wise God. Don't sit yet, don't sit yet. Say,
I decree
that all the works of my hands are done by your might and power. Now put those hands together, give the Lord a mighty praise. Come on, hold up those hands and say, I give you glory. I give you praise for your wondrous work in my life. Come on, somebody, put those hands together loudly. Put them together loudly. Thank you, Lord, for all you've been to me. And so in closing, I want you to understand this, that the day of the Lord cometh like a thief in the night. And we are sitting on the threshold of that moment and time. I said the day of the Lord cometh like a thief. And so as a result, by any means possible, I want to be drenched. If that's what it will take. I pray God it never have to get there. Because I'm watching these worms. I said I'm watching these worms. And let me tell you something from the pulpit to the pew. This is not a word that is picked out for some. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Because when God sent Jonah to Nineveh, Jonah was a righteous man. But Jonah said, I know you. These people are going to repent and you're going to make me look like a fool. God said, Jonah, go. Jonah said, no, I know you. And Jonah was right. But Jah send you. Jah command you.
Amen.
When Jah says go, do it quickly. So God had to tie John up and drench him. If he had to drench you in the belly of a fish, he will drench you. Prophet, be careful, because God will give you a word and still drench you.
Hey.
Apostle, be careful. God will allow you to preach one of the most powerful sermons and still drench you. Lord God, help me. Senior pastor, be careful. For as much as you bring the word, God will drench you if you don't take heed to your way. I'm telling you, Zoom. If you get so comfortable that you no longer want to come back to the house of the Lord, he's going to drench you.
If you would like a copy of this message, call 561-429-5743 or 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Follow God in the Raw on Facebook and Twitter and visit us on our website at www.godintheraw.org. If you would like to partner with God in the Raw today and help us keep this radio ministry alive, you can go to our website or visit us at 2400 Ware Drive, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33409, or call 1-888-91-GOT-IN-THE-RAW. Be blessed.